producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, everyone. Kate Delaney. Lots happening, including reaction to the Republican debate. A conversation with my pal Bob Ney coming up in this hour, too, as well about the election, both from the Democratic point of view and from the Republican point of view, what's going to happen in these caucuses. So huge. Also, Luke Vargas, we're hoping to get a hold of Luke Vargas as he'll join us from Vietnam. Remember earlier in the week we talked to Luke, and he really told us a lot about what was going on in Vietnam and how interesting it was to be there on the the cusp of what was happening and with journalists there and whatnot, what he had to go through, the rigmarole really of what was happening. So if we can get Luke, who's the United Nations Bureau Chief at Talk Media News, we'll chat with him if we get the connection from Vietnam. In the meantime, though, right from the get-go, as I mentioned, it's about the debate, the Fox News, Google, Republican debate, and we're going to have lots of sound from that. But the biggest thing, I think, was really the back and forth. If you wanted to look for some kind of fireworks, it was the biggest thing was the back and forth, I think, with Ted Cruz and Chris Wallace, and Cruz threatening to walk off the stage. I mean, no Trump, no really the extra pizzazz, if you will, the punch, the wow. So no hot winners, it didn't seem like. To me, it really seemed like Rubio and Cruz more than anyone, and that's probably why we saw that back and forth with Cruz. We're on the defense than more than anything else. So, I mean, even a couple of hours before the debate, there were all these conversations. Would Donald Trump show up after all? Was he going to just make a surprise appearance? Would they get it done? Would there be a last-minute deal and great heroics and that kind of stuff? But, of course, that didn't happen. He didn't show up, and none of that happened. Megyn Kelly, who was the bullseye of the arrow that Trump was aiming, actually kicked off the debate by asking Ted Cruz about Donald Trump's absence. Cruz had some kind of humorous remark and described himself as a maniac, saying everyone else on the stage was stupid and ugly and that Ben Carson was a bad surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way, so that was kind of his humor thing. Marco Rubio also took a big swipe in the direction of the Donald, saying that the election was not about Trump, even though he's the greatest show on earth. Jeb Bush said everyone else was in the witness protection program when I went after Donald Trump. In the meantime, Trump was across town at a veterans event, and certainly the absence of Trump, he was conspicuous by his absence because of who was really, left on the stage. There was none of those heated moments, certainly. And then Fox actually put out a statement during its own debate, I don't think I've ever seen that, saying that the CEO of Fox, Roger Ailes, had three brief conversations with Trump on Thursday and mentioned, look, we acknowledged his concerns about a satirical observation we made in order to quell the attacks on Megyn Kelly and prevent her from being smeared any further. Trump offered to appear at the debate upon the condition that Fox News contribute $5 million to his charities. And we explained, this is what Roger Ailes says, that was not possible. We couldn't engage in a quid pro quo, nor could any money change hands for any reason. And he went on to say, in the last 48 hours, we've kept two issues at the forefront. We would never compromise our journalistic standards, and we would always stand by our journalist, Megyn Kelly. We have accomplished those two goals, and we are pleased with the outcome. So we got a real glimpse of the other point of view of this. And Trump, you know, says Fox News apologized. The feud isn't over. I mentioned, you know, the fact that he said, hey, I'll do it for $5 million, and there's no way they could have that after what went down. Roger Ailes is absolutely right, because there is no quid pro quo, and you can't do that with everybody else, certainly, out there as well. That wouldn't fly. That wouldn't work. So, meanwhile, on the other side of this, he just kept saying he was treated unfairly by Fox, and since then they've been excellent, they've been nice, but it's too late. The Fox News channel, as I said, talked about the fact that, you know, that they couldn't bounce back, they couldn't do what he wanted, and he raised money. There was a website set up, donations, you know, for the charity, because for veterans, and he's raised more than $380,000. They all go through the Donald J. Trump Foundation. They haven't yet named the veteran groups that will get the funds that were raised on Thursday, but Trump's son tweeted on Thursday night that Trump would announce the recipients at the event, so that was part of the deal, since they had already raised a bunch of money. And to that end, Trump talked about, you know, it's well over now $1 million. So I guess, you know, if you wanted to look at it one way, the good news is some people will get some money that wasn't there, and because of Trump rallying that, you know, coming up with that money, at first it was $380,000 just for the website. Then it was $1 million. Then check this out. I double checked the amount, and the amount is well over $5 million. He does have, as the book says, the Midas touch. I mean, that is huge. So he was able to say, you know, that he put up $1 million of his own money, and then his wealthy friends gave a bunch of large contributions too. So what turned into a fight and a back and forth has led to money that go to veterans' needs, and hopefully the right groups get them funneled to them. But that's pretty good to raise that much money in that short amount of time, and it's much higher than that now. But that's big. That just shows you, again, that we say the buzz, and I say this on America Tonight, that the reason for the show is it's all about the buzz, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening in your backyard? What's happening in mine? I don't care if you live in Mississippi, Iowa, New Jersey, New Mexico, California, Florida, wherever. In some way, Trump enters your day, whether people around you and you yourself are saying, I'm sick of it, or wow, this is incredible, whatever, or just whatever the latest shenanigans are, and look how it's turned around. DonaldTrumpForVets.com, that was the name of the website. And he had Rick Santorum with him, and he had Mike Huckabee with him on stage. And a lot of people in Iowa cheering for him. And, of course, all that money that was raised for the veterans groups. Just another indication that Donald Trump is absolutely his own man and he knows how to raise money. He's had to do it his entire life in a different way than the other politicians have had to do it. Stay with us.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free 888-803-4438 and ask about this special offer.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Donald Trump, another great builder in New York, now a politician. I can't stand this. A politician? I don't want to be called a politician. All talk, no action. I refuse to be called a politician. Donald Trump gave $1 million, okay? Look at all the cameras. It's like the Academy Awards. This is like the Academy Awards. This is the Academy Awards. We're actually told that we have more cameras than they do by quite a bit.
You gotta love that. I mean, seriously, this guy is unflappable. Donald Trump. He's right. He's saying that they even looked at how many cameras they had. So you heard me talk about this in the beginning. If you want to weigh in, as always, you can. Like I said, I think the good news here is that Trump's antics actually have paid off, have raised money for the veterans, and however much is funneled in, and trust me, they're going to really monitor that. That's a good thing. That's a good thing for veterans. And so, yeah, I'm completely on board with that. As I said, at the tail end of the show, we're going to talk, or this hour, we're going to talk with Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, and he talks about Trump's manager, talks about other things related to the election as well, including the Bernie Sanders factor. And in between, there or some other things that happened, believe it or not, that might have tripped your trigger, in a sense, because I'll tell you what, you know, that prison escape in California to me is just fascinating. And it's fascinating because we saw just a couple of months ago, there was, remember, New York, when there was the prison escape. And people are smart in prison, obviously. Genius, criminal minds, after all. So there's always going to be someone inside or someone connected, someone who's going to do the picking up. I mean, listen, how do they get tool? So check this out. A woman who taught English as a second language to one of the inmates who escaped from the California jail has been arrested in connection with the breakout. There always seems to be a woman, I hate to say it, somewhere in the mix of this. So the Orange County Sheriff's Department said that they announced, you know, the arrest. And they said that that's what happened. So basically they talked about the connection with the teacher and teaching English and helping in, you know, helping them get aid on the other side. So the teacher had worked there for 6 months. So she's going to be in court on Friday. And remember, it's just like the other one. I remember the other woman. I even remember her name. Remember Joyce Mitchell, who helped the prison break, went to prison herself? Remember her? Same thing. The inmates, was friendly with them. So now, this is the deal. One of the guys absolutely attended a whole bunch of the classes at the Central Men's Jail. So they think that she gave maps, overhead photos of the area around the jail, and she helped give the ringleader everything that he needed, including, you know, maybe, and she had passed, you know, background check, the whole thing, and including helping to connect them to these equipment they needed to actually break through all the steel. And then there was this white GMC van that was stolen on Sunday, and that's what they believe. So they think, okay, this is what they actually got, this van, and they had shots of it. They think that's what happened too. Boom, they're in the van. They get through the security bars. They bypass the escape, showed clean cuts, and they were too thick to have been sawed by prison implements, so they knew there's got to be other people helping here, of course. Where could they possibly have gotten them? I mean, it's completely embarrassing for that jail. They're offering a $200,000 reward for information for any of the fugitives leading to their capture anyway. Because these are guys, as I have emphasized, not that it would matter, because anyone who escapes from jail and then suddenly they're in your backyard is not a good thing. But in a one... Two of them on murder charges, or they're on murder, and one of them torture. So all the way around, this was a maximum facility. This is not a good thing. Now, the woman who was the English as a second language teacher, what hasn't been charged, but that happens Friday, they think that she gave the maps and all the things I talked about. She's saying she did not come up with the tools. They think they're all in this white van, and they have the reward up for them all over L.A., Orange County, other areas around where they would have escaped. But you wonder, I mean, you have to have some kind of way to exist on the land. You've got to have money. You have to have help. Somehow, especially if you're trying to go over the border, you're trying to get passports, you're trying to get whatever you're trying to get. And trust me, all those avenues will be as blocked can be. I mean, you have to be pretty sly going through a tunnel, figuring out another way, but they're criminal minds. I mean, this is how they were able to get as far as they did. To me, it blows my mind that in a prison system, there's not so many checks and balances. That, yes, I know that it's like a mini city and you have all kinds of personalities, and of course you're going to have people that are corrupt, but there isn't a better way to look at the employees, I guess, who work there, and how can you prevent them, I suppose, from being turned by the people that they're helping? They seduce them in whatever way, and I suppose this is what we'll find out in this teacher deal. What would possess you to help them, knowing, duh, it doesn't take much to connect the dots. You're in the prison. You're working with them. They're going to question the handful of people that have contact with the athletes, and bingo, they're going to find the soft spot. They're going to find it. All right, the other thing I think that's causing a lot of buzz and worth me dropping in here is this Zika virus deal. The World Health Organization is saying the Zika virus is spreading explosively. So you say, what the heck is Zika or Zika? Have you heard of it? If you haven't, let me tell you a few things. Between 3 to 4 million infections have now been discovered in about a 12-month period, right? And it's, I mean, it's terrible. It's absolutely affected babies with abnormally small heads. And, of course, having a small head can cause developmental problems, sometimes death, all of that. So they're trying to figure out what the link is between the Zika, it is Zika, and the other disorders that are believed to be, you know, mixed in there. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is saying there's a strong suggestion they are connected. So now they're studying, because millions of people live in areas with fears about what the virus can do. So it was detected in the late 40s in Uganda. It was most often found along kind of the equator from Africa to Asia. But then 9 years ago, they started popping up in the islands in the Pacific Ocean. And then last year, the virus made its way to America with some terrible results to the Americas. Brazil made its first discovery. And it's really turned things upside down. In Brazil, they're telling women not to get pregnant because it's become such a terrible problem. There are 13 cases in 12 states and the District of Columbia. But they believe the people got infected in other countries. So California and Florida and Hawaii and New Jersey and New York and Texas, they think that those people, the chain is that they were infected someplace else. You know, it's always about mosquitoes, isn't it? It's always about what the mosquito does to us, what they're carrying and what they and how we're infected. And they're thinking bed nets. I mean, how do you prevent it? Insect repellent with deep, thick clothes. Staying inside. These are the answers. This is what they're telling the people in Brazil. Well, think about what's happening in the summertime. Because it's so rapid. So this is not great news. Because ground zero for this virus, and then all these people coming in to be part of watching or participating in the Olympics in the summertime, that just spells disaster to me. And there's so many people with these mosquitoes and everything and the examples of it. There's so many people that are asking for refunds, airline refunds, for tickets to Latin America over the Zika panic. Hang with us. Coming up next, the odd stuff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tough to interrupt that lyric. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Talking a little bit about the debate and Trump and the Trump effect. And, man, the man does have the Midas touch. Like I said, raising the bucks for the veterans, however they parcel it out, it's a good thing, let's put it this way, because it was unexpected. Not that he couldn't do it, but he did it. Boom. Here's your million. Here's my buddies. Here's everybody else calling up. 855-266-5283. And did we learn anything different from the debaters? We'll let you hear more of that as we motor along here on the show. Right now, let's go out to Tomas. Tomas in Michigan, one of my favorite places. Hey, Tomas.
Hello there, Kate.
You sound tired. Are you tired?
Well, you know, it's getting dark out here. You know, you gotta stay up and call the super duper Kate show. So it's midnight here.
Glad that you called. I'm glad. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, in 4 days, the American people, I think, will see and decide if they want Trump for president or not. I think because if Trump pulls this off, if he wins Iowa without debating just before the vote, he will have done what not even Ronald Reagan could do. And he will have beaten Iowa and the media. I mean, he will have won Iowa and beaten the media, you know, beating his own media, because you would figure Fox is on the side of the Republicans, right?
Right.
But they have turned totally against, I mean, they have just turned totally against Trump. So he will, I mean, the American people are going to say, okay, this guy is different. You know, everybody else on that stage, you know, they were talking and using big words and memorizing facts and figures, and then they had the little videos and all. But everybody was thinking in the back of their mind, what would Trump say?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I tell you, if he wins Iowa, he's going to say, you know what, we'll just have these debates, and we'll call them the VP debate, the vice presidential hopeful debate, because that's what they'll be. They'll be debating and seeing who can be on the ticket with Mr. Trump. That's what it's going to be called. And he may not do another debate if he wins Iowa, because he's sure as heck going to win New Hampshire. And
right.
He's going to win South Carolina. I mean, where is he going to lose on the Republican ticket? I don't know. I mean, you know, he's going to win Florida. Maybe Texas. Maybe Texas, I don't know, if Cruz can get his people up there, and, you know, because Texans are pretty loyal. But I'm just thinking in 4 days, you know, Fox has 4 days to pull out all the stops against Trump, because they are going to be destroyed. Everybody, and you know what? All the other media, okay, are helping Trump against Fox.
I know. That's good that you pointed that out. You're absolutely right.
All right, Kate. Listen, you have a good night. I'll get some beauty sleep now, okay?
we love you, buddy. We just want to make sure you're okay. We don't want to lose one of our best. Absolutely. Semper Fi. Thanks, Tomas. And, you know, he made some good points. He's right. What is everybody thinking? It's what I said. We're thinking about Trump. Boom. He makes his money for the veterans. But he was conspicuous by his absence. And what does it do to Fox? And he's also right about that, because then what happens is the media eats its own, right? Of course the media eats its own. So that's what happens. He's, you know, he's not there, and there was a question right away. Megyn Kelly fires off the question because she had to. It would be like the elephant in the room. And then, you know, Trump's got his deal. And I can't wait to see. I mean, I don't know why. I'm just really intrigued as to what the ratings are going to be for the debate. Because that could really tell you something. Will there be some people that watched the debate? Of course, I did. I'm sure some of you did. I did it for a reason. But, you know, I just think that he is just such a big factor in this. I mean, I could go into the specifics, the polls, where he's doubling up on everybody. And almost from the beginning, and I just think back to the beginning of his campaign and how it started. And then all of a sudden he's in it, and it's June. And I remember we had a lot of great minds that came on this show, people that have been in politics for a long time, saying that it's interesting what Donald Trump is doing, but Donald Trump is not going to be there. It's not going to be Trump. He's not going to be there. He's going to fall out. It's not going to happen. But it is going to happen, because there are too many people rubbernecking on this deal. He's not out of this thing. And it's wild. And part of it is the wild flying circus. Because his ghost was ever present in not being there. There was, you know, a few exchanges. But there was no getting away from missing the igniter. And that's Trump. He lights the flame, and he causes the little explosions. So we're going down this again, and it's funny. I was reading something in the New York Times, you know, getting a look at everything that's out there. And the New York Times had a list of what I've gone through before, insults via Twitter from Donald Trump. And some of them included, you know, Joe McQuaid, the publisher for the New Hampshire Union Leader. We talked about this. It was just, he said, dumb. That's what he said about him. Democratic candidates, very gentle and soft, no star. How about Jeb Bush? Campaign staffer of Jeb Bush's. Arrogant, questioned me in such a nasty fashion. That's what he said about the questioner. I'll give you a few more. Lawrence O'Donnell, TV host on MSNBC. A fool, dopey political pundit. One of the dumber people on television. How about this? European leaders, weak leaders. How about this about The View, a show that he used to come on all the time? Then he had that feud with Rosie O'Donnell a long time ago. So he says about The View, it's all the women that get there for The View on the tube. You know what I'm talking about. Barbara Walters used to be a part of it. He says, close to death, dead TV, put it to sleep. My favorite, and this is in the 140 character world, my favorite, I think, tweet was the one that he did about the New York Times itself. Allows dishonest writers to totally fabricate stories. Failing. Change your false story. Failing. Should focus on fair and balanced reporting. Boring articles. Big help will be needed fast. Sad. Made all bad decisions over the last decade. Incompetent. Dopes. Poorly run and managed. Failing. Should be focused on good reporting and the paper's financial survival. And they print it. Of course. It's just brilliance. And then Mitt Romney. This is Donald Trump, who has massive followers on his Twitter. This is what he said about Mitt Romney, the former Massachusetts governor who, as all of you know, was the Republican nominee for president last time around. He said, I don't need his angry advice. Blew an election that should have never been lost. Terrible choke loss to Obama. He choked. Why would anyone listen to at Mitt Romney? Lost an election that should have easily been won. Oh, I got to give you a couple more because I just laughed out loud when I saw these. And I've certainly seen them as some of them have come down the pike. But to see them all together, it just emphasizes the let her fly attitude of Trump. Just let it fly. He's not concerned about what anybody thinks about him or what he says about them. Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets. If Woody would have been with me, he would have been in the playoffs. Penn Jillette, who I actually think is a super good performer. I've seen him, and he eats fire, and he's hilarious, and I really like the act that I saw with him a couple years ago in San Diego. He says, sad, worst show in Las Vegas, hokey garbage, goofball atheist, never had a chance, wrote a letter to me begging for forgiveness, boring guy. Boring guy. And, of course, we know the big famous one that just happened a couple of days ago, Fox News. Childlessly written and taunting PR statement. The statement put out yesterday by at Fox News was a disgrace for good broadcasting and journalism. Without me, they'd have no ratings. Pathetic. Treats me so badly, not fair. Why doesn't at Fox News quote the new Iowa at CNN poll where I have a 33% to 20% lead over Ted Cruz and all the others? Has been treating me very unfairly. Other networks seem to treat me so much better than Fox News. Only Fox News is consistently fighting the Trump win. Should be ashamed of yourself. Not very good or professional. And he showed them. He bolted. And the rest is history, and we've been talking about it. Coming up next, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site. BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Wake again to tea with cinnamon, some honey on a spoon. It is almost noon. Walking down the stairs to spend my morning tears. Just can't be satisfied. Lord, don't stop.
She's back. Yes, indeed. Here on America Tonight, Megan Barth. We like her. We love her. She's great because she's opinionated. You know, a woman with an opinion. I love it. She's the founder and the proprietor. It's a hard name, thing to throw out there, of ReaganBaby.com, and is nationally recognized as far as political commentating is concerned. I like that. Absolutely. And by the way, she's a women's advocate, too. So that's all good stuff. Palin and this Trump situation. So, Megan, you saw this the other day. Palin coming out for Trump. First of all, your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not going to make it front page news like everyone has chosen to do, because this is the first time in modern history that I can remember that endorsements all of a sudden matter. However, there is some validity to her endorsement because she was stumping for Cruz back in 2012.
Yeah.
So this was a direct shot at Cruz. And Trump is the master of the art of the deal. And it was a timely one because of Iowa, and it was one that was strategic and tactful, or tactical. So this was a big middle finger, if you will, to the Cruz campaign, and we'll hurt Cruz a little bit. But I'm really taken aback by all of the, I would say, outrage at some of the conservatives over this, over how they are now trashing Sarah Palin, much like the mainstream media always does. And And when the Communist Party endorsed Barack Obama for presidency in 2012, I certainly didn't hear this much noise from the right or the left.
Right, so you think it's almost vilifying Sarah Palin is really shocking.
Yeah, that, how the right has come out now and all of a sudden vilifying Sarah Palin and saying that her voice sounds like, you know, nails on a chalkboard, which I can't necessarily disagree with, but I'm certainly not going to question her conservatism.
Yeah.
She's a conservative firebrand.
Yeah.
And she also is and always has been backing those like in the Tea Party back in 2010 and even 2012 that were rivaling the establishment in D.C. So Trump fits in perfectly. Yes, you can question Trump's conservatism, as everyone should. But with this endorsement from a staunch conservative, one who was part of ushering in new conservatives into the Congress when her endorsement really mattered and when they were looking for it, they certainly loved her then. So this endorsement, I don't understand why it should take front page, because I don't really believe, just based on history, that endorsements matter. This was more just a sign that Trump is a populist who can draw in quite a bit of folks, including someone as conservative as Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Boy, it makes a lot of sense what you're talking about. Absolutely. And I agree with you on you can't question that about Sarah Palin. So it's crazy to see that happen. What do you think happens in Iowa? I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away from Iowa, and it's a big bellwether state. You already know that. So, you know, the caucus is there. What do you think happens in Iowa when it's all said and done?
You know, it's hard to really say. I mean, Iowa hasn't, even though they haven't picked a winner in 16 years.
Yeah.
So yes, it's important, but does their pick win? Well, it hasn't. But it is a signal. But Trump, when you look at Trump's numbers, when you look at the polling, he's polling very well. He's at 48% in Florida. And so the rise of Trump, as we've seen, continues to gain momentum. And people will start attaching themselves to Trump, whether you call them lost voters, low information voters, or people that just generally haven't been politically active, are now paying attention. One, Trump has name recognition. He has a global brand, but he's a leader and he's winning. And psychology just tells us that people want to attach themselves to a leader, to a winner. They want to be on the winning team. So those that are taking their first interest in politics, even those that have been registered Democrats, we see African Americans attaching themselves to Trump. Reagan and different demographics that don't attach themselves generally to the GOP. Ronald Reagan brought in 9% of the African American vote. That's the largest number of African-American vote that a recent GOP candidate has had. I can see Trump doing as well, if not better. So he's breaking demographic barriers and expanding that tent like the GOP always talks about. Yet the GOP is in a kerfuffle, as well as a lot of the talking heads out there, because of his evolving into the conservative movement. And also, I believe he's not doing himself any favors by attacking Cruz in such a personal manner. I take umbrage to that. I don't think that there's a lot of room right now to have this circular firing squad when you look over to the left and they are imploding. Absolutely imploding.
Yeah.
You've got their leading candidate under FBI investigation, and while the announcement of Sarah Palin's endorsement was made, a lot of people missed, and the New York Times actually put on the back page, basically, that more emails were found on Hillary Clinton's private server that were above top secret. They were SAPs. You needed to have super-duper extra special whatever clearance in order to read and handle these documents. This is worse than General Petraeus, and General Petraeus right now is looking at a demotion. So this news was buried with the endorsement. Then you've got Bernie Sanders, who is promising single payer, which is what Hillary will run on next, because that seems to be popular amongst the socialists. And when you look at the platforms of Hillary and Bernie, they're no different. They're only socialists in different names. Bernie is an avowed public democratic socialist. Hillary can't tell us the difference between a socialist and a progressive Democrat. And according to her voting record and his voting record and their platforms, they mirror each other. So the Democrats have a problem, a serious problem. They are going to either have to nominate Bernie or a woman that's under FBI investigation, who Jeb Bush said at best is going to spend her first 100 days between the White House and the courthouse should she win, or they're going to have to look outside. So let the Democrats implode. If they want a brokered convention, let them do it. If they want to break off into third party, let them do it. Why do the Republicans need to do that?
Yeah, such so well said. That is exactly, in a nutshell, we've been talking about this. And your analogy, talking about Petraeus, how is it what's happened with Petraeus and all the SAPs with Hillary Clinton? Why wouldn't you think that would immediately be forget it? And they are eating themselves, but yet the Republicans are really in a precarious situation, aren't they, if they don't play it right?
If they don't play it right, yes, they are. Because Hillary Clinton has declared the Republican Party her enemies, and did so on a public stage. So that should be a signal for the Republicans. Lay down your weapons, stop pointing them at each other, and point them across the bow. You've got a lot of material right across the room, right across the party line. A lot of material to work with. Bernie Sanders' new plan with the single-payer health care, $19 trillion in taxes. We're talking about a man who wants to tax people at 90%. Why would anyone work for 10 cents on the dollar? I certainly wouldn't.
Yeah.
So this election is what I see is not necessarily you're voting Republican or you're voting Democrat. You're actually voting for capitalism or socialism.
That's it. Which one is it? I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And you're right. People are not calling it out. And Hillary got a break with the Palin stuff because it pushed a lot of that out of the way.
That's right. And this needs to be talked about time and time again, because this is an issue of national security. Her records are our records. It is part of our national archive. We have so much ammunition we can use from Hillary right now. Also, the FBI expanded their investigation last week or the week before to include the Clinton Foundation in their investigation. And whether or not, yeah, so the whole Clinton dynasty is on perilous ground. They're looking at corruption, I believe it is, or the expanded corruption and fraud of a quid pro quo arrangement between the Secretary of State's Department and the Clinton Foundation, and whether or not the donations into the Clinton Foundation influence the policy of the Secretary of State. That's an expanded investigation. This stuff needs to be talked about. If the press isn't going to talk about it, then the GOP should be talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. Megan Barth, always fun to have you on the show. Again, we'll look down the road and talk to you. Check her out at ReaganBaby.com. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Kate. Appreciate it.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And you